Welcome to this episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement, hosted by Lynn. I have lived as an estranged parent. I will always love my adult son and my adult daughter. And I thank them for getting me to this transformative place in my life. So join me now for my own Once Upon a Time, my story of estrangement. A special thank you to my audience of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement with Lynn. This is my 52nd episode. Because of you, my 52nd episode is such a milestone for me. Together, we have grown, we have learned, and we have cried as estranged parents. Please continue to join me on Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement with Lynn. This is Lynn from Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement. By way of career, I am a professor, author, and entrepreneur. By way of a lived experience, I identify as an estranged parent. Let me start by saying my lived experience as an estranged parent is, without a doubt, the single most difficult experience in my lifetime. My healing journey continues, and this podcast is one step in that journey. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement with Lynn. I am so excited today to welcome my guest. Today, I will be interviewing Mr. Randy Flood, and Randy is co-founder and director of the Men's Resource Center of West Michigan. So I am so excited, and I would love to ask Randy if he would introduce himself for our audience.
Well, thanks for having me on, Lynn. We've had some conversations to preface this, and it's been exciting to anticipate this conversation today. So, the director of the Men's Resource Center, I co-founded that with my co-author, Charlie Donaldson, with whom I've written a couple books that we might talk about later on. But that was in 2000. And I had a center in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that I directed, and he worked the center in Holland, Michigan. And since that time, Charlie has retired. And the Holland office is no longer there, but I continue to operate the Grand Rapids office, where we offer specialized consultation, counseling, and coaching for males, young men, older men. And we see men as a special population, just like you see Latinos or women's issues or African-American issues, gay and lesbian issues. We see men having a particular experience growing up in culture and society with what we call male socialization that trains them to have unique mental health struggles, unique behavioral struggles, relationship struggles, problems with emotional intelligence, perhaps. And we want to offer men specialized mental health services, counseling groups, and then coaching services to meet their particular needs. And we've been doing that for, like I said, since 2000. We got staff, we've expanded, we're doing online counseling and coaching now, and the pandemic really accelerated that, and working with people all over the country and some people outside the country, Australia, Great Britain, and such.
Randy, that was a great introduction. Randy Flood and I are talking about the inner life of men. I want to kind of segue. We're talking about men and emotions and being able to integrate that sensitive side within a male. It's more acceptable, as we know, for female to be sensitive. And I think that type of stereotype continues to exist. And I want to go to, I mentioned your website and finding you online at the Men's Resource Center in Michigan. And I also, in addition to reading many of the articles on your website. I also listen to your podcast. And I'm going to say that one of the things that I do is I don't say things that, and I really try my hardest, but I don't say things that I don't mean. So I'm really going to say to you with all honesty, your podcast is my all-time favorite.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love it. I learned so much from it. So how did your podcast idea evolve in terms of these needs that you discussed that men have?
Yeah, well, thanks again for those kind words. And again, we talked about we all want validation, and so you just gave me some validation, so that feels good. Thank you. Because we want to do great things in the world, and we want to contribute to the world being a better place. And so when we do those things, we, have a self-validation. We feel good about it, but also to get validation from our colleagues and from the world also feels good too. Revealing Men is the name of the podcast, and revealing the inner lives of men, pulling back the curtain and revealing the complexities of what's going on in men's inner lives. And that idea came because we've written about it. We work with men in groups, and we hear men talk about, boy, I wish they would have taught this kind of stuff earlier in my life so I could have had the benefits of experiencing what the color of it, rather than black and white, inner life. And so we were writing articles and books. With some of the books we tried to get published, didn't get published. We were going to write a book to women, what women want to hear and men won't say was the title of a book. One another book was Men Naked, men talking about dropping their armor and masks and talking about what's really going on with them. We had these ideas, and some of them are still in the oven, trying to get out of the oven and into the world of readers. But I thought, in the meantime, while I continue to write, why don't I start a podcast? And so that could be another way of having these critical conversations and helping people understand that men do have an inner life. I mean, we oftentimes, again, look at men's misbehavior, or we look at guys and say, well, why do they do that? Or why are they interested in that? Or why do they seem to resist and be afraid of this? But they charge headlong into these kind of activities or behaviors. We want to have critical discussions because I've learned a lot about the inner lives of men, not just from my own experiences and my own exploration of that, but with the hundreds and hundreds of men that I've sat with since 1992, and the multiple men's groups and the men's retreats I've conducted, and hearing what men say when they start talking about themselves, when they really pull back that curtain and say, here's what I'm scared of. Here's what makes me insecure. Here's what makes me anxious. Is that's going on, but men are socialized not to acknowledge that, because to acknowledge that tells the world that I'm unmanly, I'm not man enough, I'm weak. So those are things that men keep to themselves.
That must be so difficult to have to hide that side, because as long as you're hiding, you can't integrate. And you can't
Exactly.
acknowledge, and you can't accept the parts of you that are very special. So
Right.
I want to talk about some of the psychological needs that men have that might be different, specific with respect to your work.
Okay. Well, I think that the old gender binary, the old traditional view of women are made of sugar and spice and everything nice, and men are, snips tails and puppy dog tails or something like that. Not
I'm
very
that
pretty,
I'm of that era too.
not pretty items, right? There's this bifurcation or this binary that we've put forth that says that men and women are fundamentally different biologically, and the reality of it is we could get into a discussion, from neuroscientists studying young boys and young girls' brains, infant studies, studies about kids crying and fear responses. I mean, all of that. It's it, In fact, the research shows that young boys are actually can be more emotionally emotive than girls. And there's some studies that I could point to, but so this reality that we grow up with, this myth of, all boys are just going to be Marlboro men, or these guys that are, well, it's just these mythological cultural structures convincing men and women that men are just stoic, born to be this way. But what we realize is that that's not true of young boys, and that if we were to raise boys in a society where that could nurture their emotional intelligence. And what we know about emotional intelligence is that's a huge predictor of success, not only in relationships, but on the job these days. We are moving out of an industrial society into a service economy, a connection economy, where these kind of emotional, relational, social skills are really necessary to thrive and be fit. And so why don't we raise boys into that fitness? And that doesn't mean that we're negating their masculine side of being competitive, tough when we need to be, but we need to be able to help them look at the social context that they're in and have the flexibility to determine what parts of their humanity need to show up.
The conversation continues with Randy Flood, parental alienation expert, on our next episode. Once upon a time, from storybook to estrangement, are my own stories of my lived experience. This is not intended for counseling, therapy, medical care, or crisis care. Thank you for joining us. Until next time. Each estrangement journey begins with honesty, hope, and healing. Please join us again on the next episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement.